In my institute at NIMH, we've been very interested in sort of scoping out the next 5 years and where we think the most important developments will need to be. And clearly we're in this revolutionary period in genomics, so we've got a lot of activity there. Clearly there's a need to understand the link between the candidate genes that are coming up and the biology of those genes. As we step back and look at the place we're at now and the place we want to be, the thing that has jumped up at us most of all is that most mental disorders start very early in life. And that way they're a little different than most neurological disorders that come much, much later in life, and most chronic medical illnesses which come on late in life. But schizophrenia, autism, even mood disorders, and most anxiety disorders start early. 50% of people who are adults with those illnesses, we'll talk about onset by age 14, at least 50% of those with mood and anxiety disorders, which are the prototypic adult mental illnesses, 50% of those have onset by age 14. So these are really early onset. What we've begun to understand is that we really know very little about the interaction of genes and environment in brain development. Yes, there are these very important transition times. There are points that are probably so-called sensitive periods for experience, whether it's the acquisition of language, the acquisition of social skills, the acquisition of basic motor skills, and certainly we've known for a long time about the acquisition of vision and auditory information and how they get encoded. What we have yet to do is for these much more complex, for instance, social information processing kinds of functions, we haven't been able to really pin down what are those critical periods, and most importantly, how are the behavioral changes